From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Blagg. Wall Street today cheered the latest jobs report from the Labor Department. Unemployment edged down a bit in August to 4.7%. So stocks rose on word that the economy is growing, but not growing too fast. There was also some good news for workers about wages. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
More than a quarter of the 128,000 new jobs created last month were in healthcare. Bob Livonius, the CEO of Nurse Finders, Inc., says he's been scrambling to fill nursing, physician, and support staff jobs.
We are seeing a pretty significant increase in the amount of investments being made by healthcare facilities, notably hospitals, not only expanding wings, but outpatient facilities of all kinds and of all specialties, which all require additional healthcare workers.
Livonius's company employs some 16,000 people who work in hospitals, clinics, or as home care providers. He says he's hiring nurses in particular as fast as he can.
Right now, the shortage in the U.S. in nurses alone is arguably at least 100,000, and there are some reports of it being as much as 200,000 short right now.
But even with recent years of steady job growth, he says wages for nurses were pretty stagnant. That is, until just recently. In the past year, their pay has jumped.
Oh, absolutely. Nurses can and should demand a higher pay rate. We would see that on average, we're seeing 5 to 8% kinds of increases in wages in the past 12 months.
The national figures aren't quite that high, but similarly, after years of staying pretty flat, average wages for U.S. workers are up 3.9% from last year, though that's not adjusted for inflation. Nariman Baravish is chief economist at Global Insight in Lexington, Massachusetts.
The economy is growing quite strongly. We've generated a fair number of jobs. That's not been the problem. The problem has been that wage growth has been very weak. So people have had jobs, but they haven't really enjoyed the fruits of this expansion. And most of the gains have gone either into corporate profits or to the very high levels of the income, if you will. Now that's beginning to change a little bit. You are actually beginning to see more wage gains at lower income levels.
Baravish says while wages had been flat, the overall strong economic growth in recent years had worried economists. If growth gets going too fast, that can trigger problems such as inflation. But Baravish thinks the Federal Reserve has managed to put the brakes on the economy by raising interest rates.
I think the Fed has done a very good job of getting the economy back to trend growth.
Trend growth means a sustainable level of economic expansion. Chris Probyn is chief economist with State Street Global Advisors in Boston. He says the Fed's raising rates has coincided nicely with some other forces cooling the economy, the weakening housing market and high energy prices.
That's exactly what the economy needs, a period where it can cool down and allow inflationary pressures to stabilize and moderate.
Nariman Baravish, though, is still a little concerned that wages might be rising too fast and could accelerate inflation. But the elephant in the room for many economists is the housing market. Most do not see a broad crash coming, but if that happens, and some think it might, that'd mean a lot of layoffs. It would be a blow to consumer confidence and could give the economy quite a jolt. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.